Well, hello there, and welcome to episode 189 of the FlameFlesh.net podcast. Day late, dollar short. Well, we're quite a few dollars short at this point, given what's Trump doing to the economy. But
Nintendo.
But here we are, and here you are. Hello, child. And our condolences regarding the Pope. It's interesting to think, as I've seen a TikToker say, that after meeting J.D. Vance, God said, nope, your time has come. And I mean, that gets really dark really fast, but just oof. Ouch.
Also, they shook hands.
Which lends itself to the theory that there's an Antichrist in play. But there it is. And one of the random iPads is trying to talk to us at the moment. But yeah. After lecturing J.D. Vance on actually being kind and compassionate and loving, he checks out. On Facebook, the group Fear and Loathing Closer to the Edge, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but they point out on Easter Sunday, two men address the world. One had trouble breathing, the other had trouble shutting up. One clung to life long enough to offer final blessing. The other clung to grievance like a toddler with a toy he'd already broken. And in the space between their words, between grace and bile, between resurrection and resentment, we found the chasm that defines this era. Masterfully spoken. Because while Pope Francis spoke of equality, that we are all brothers and sisters, that we are all children of God, the petty tyrant goes on to say, happy Easter to the radical left lunatics, etc. So one chose to celebrate the entire Christian point of Easter, as one would expect from the Pope, and the other went, I'm an angry child. I have imagined slights against me, and I am going to point them out and be cranky about it.
Man, the lefts are logical.
Humanity versus hubris. So, there it is. My condolences to those who are of organized religion, especially the Catholics, in your loss. And it just shines a very bright light as we record on Easter Monday, the day of Pope Francis's death, just how different the cult is.
Yeah.
Disturbingly different. So, as this person writes, we do not confuse noise with meaning. We do not mistake a megaphone for a message. One gave a blessing, the other gave a middle finger. So, who do you choose to follow? the man that this bless you. Oh, I thought you were gonna sneeze, but
I thought I was too.
The man that did his best as a human to admit his faults, be humble, and to espouse peace, or the man that decided to weaponize Easter of all holidays? It's pretty well known among my friend group that I hate Peeps. They're just disgusting marshmallowy candies. Absolutely disgusting. If you touch one, everything in your vicinity is suddenly sticky. It's gross. They're terrible. But to me, Peeps have always been this over-commercialization representation of the Easter holiday. Because the pagans were all about Easter being the mark of spring. That's why eggs. That's why rabbits. It has nothing to do with Christianity. Nice. But, of course, they're going to start stealing those practices as Christianity becomes mainstream so that we can have a fusion of traditions and go forth with the converts. Like, just because somebody converts to Christianity doesn't mean they want to give up all the traditions. Compromises were made. Christmas. Jesus was born in April. Historically speaking, Jesus was born in April or May in the year.
People always told me he was born on Christmas.
Jesus was not born on December 25th.
Huh.
That's when it is celebrated, because that aligns with the season, the pagan season of Yule, of the end of the shortest day. And the start of the beginning of the end of winter. Now, I'm screwing it up because I wasn't raised in that, so feel free to fact check me in the comments. But that's where it came from. That's why we have the tree. That's why we have the Yule log. It has nothing to do with Christianity.
Wow.
It has everything to do with, given the conversion process, given the assimilation process,
Squizzy,
we are going to pull in the pagans that have been converted, and Christmas is going to celebrate Christ's birthday then. Thank
Dear
you. Move on.
God.
Let's move on. Thank you. Yes, exactly. And I don't know, you know, I didn't intend for this to be just like a minor religion study too, but the violation of Easter, have you noticed that it's the least commercialized? Like, they try.
Yeah.
But it's not heavily commercialized yet. They try. They sell Easter baskets. They sell chocolate bunnies. They sell all sorts of things, trying to encourage people to buy, buy, buy. Buy, buy, buy. Now we need Deadpool dancing across the screen. But
bye, bye, bye.
Yep. But that's why I don't like Peeps. It's the representation of the over-commercialization of Easter, or the attempted commercialization of Easter. Now, nice. Some folks absolutely love Cadbury cream eggs. I can't stand them. It's a texture thing. That's why you guys have never had them. Good luck.
Guess what?
But our condolences to the Pope. I mean, do you have any thoughts on the matter? Or I think you were one that brought forth the conspiracy that Vance somehow killed the Pope.
Just that he died 5 hours after shaking JD's hand.
Yep, which definitely leads credence to the idea of the Antichrist. Just saying, just saying. Otherwise, it was a pretty good weekend. You know, I grilled bacon for the first time in an experiment, so that went pretty well. Took longer than expected, so I need to be sure in the future to start that before I start the burgers. But it was learning because I had just bought that cast iron grill flat thing to put on top of everything.
Nice.
It also helped when I scooted the cast iron thing closer to where the fire actually originated. That's why the bacon finally finished quickly.
Nice.
So it just depends on where I place it.
Oh, are you done with the weekend stuff or?
Wait.
Okay. What, do you have commentary, Thunder?
Yeah.
Okay, what?
My religion is hibiscus.
That's an herb.
Oh.
It's a very good tea. Very good tea. I've tried that recently. It's a very good tea. We can discuss this more off air if you would like, if you're curious of exploring things. So, one of the interesting things that your guys' mother and I agreed upon very early on was that we weren't going to insist on one religion for you guys. We had our religion. She was raised Catholic, actually.
Huh. Did not expect that.
I'm.
I almost said something.
It's an open forum and it's a safe forum. What do you have for me, bud?
Kind of expected Satanist.
Okay. Their mother is a redhead. We'll put it that way. And then I was raised, well, I bounced between Lutheran, Methodist, Baptist. So I've been all over the place. I am ordained with an online church, so I could perform wedding ceremonies or sermons if I so choose. The podcast and the internet is my pulpit.
Nice.
But
I thought this was hibiscus.
that's Buddhism.
Hibiscus.
Hinduism. We'll talk more later. I mean, if you want to research it and you like it, that's fun. That's all well and good, but let's not just choose it because it's a pretty name, okay?
My personal religion is probably agnostic. I'm
Agnostic.
agnostic.
And that's well and good. You recognize that there's probably a higher power, but you're not willing to commit to one of the earthly ways of religion.
Exactly. Like, one definition that best describes agnostic.
Eggnog.
While eggnog is good, that is not a religion either.
I'm just not gonna say the name. The best definition for it is that we don't guess what happens after death.
There's no guesswork. Yep. Well, to put it another way, those that are fundamentally following a religion, we'll use Christianity because that's what most of the Trumpers are fundamentalists. They attempt to do good out of fear of punishment. That's not a reason to do good. You should be doing good for good's sake.
Yeah.
So just the fear of the fires of hell is not a reason to do good.
Yeah, and also, just the concept of hell doesn't make sense because why would Satan be the punisher when he rebelled against God? Wouldn't he be recruiting people?
An interesting logical hole, and I don't have the answers. We don't have the answers. It's an interesting logical hole,
Yeah.
and we kind of have to leave it at that.
Unfortunately.
We'll find out eventually.
I'm Celine.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll find out when we're dead.
Oh, yeah. But there we are. And yeah, by the way, little one, Hinduism's probably not for you because you like burgers.
What's Hinduism?
Hinduism.
Hinduism is what you thought hibiscus was, and they like.
They really like cows.
But you've heard the term the sacred cow. Okay, well, cows are sacred, so you don't eat them. So you'd be giving up burgers. I'm getting a disgusted look of horror
Fear.
on and fear on this one's face as I explain that. So keep searching, keep researching.
My hamburger.
My hamburger. Yep. Yeah,
My
see.
hamburger.
So you're not a Hindu. But there we are. The Pope's passing was definitely unexpected on Easter Monday. You just like the alliteration, the Pope's passing? Yeah. This one started laughing when I said Pope passing. I guess it is funny when you say it, even though that's very, very dark. How dare you?
Pope passing.
The Pope passing.
The Pope passing. I
It
don't get it.
it's an alliteration, just the massive amount of peas all at once. It's like Mr. Popper's Penguins, you know?
Yeah.
But
PPP.
let's see. Otherwise, we didn't actually game that much because we were dyeing eggs, hunting for eggs. I went north and grabbed your sister from college so she could join us. We did enjoy Sonic 3, however. Any thoughts on that now that it's out on physical copy?
I fell asleep
Loved
at
it.
the end.
That one fell asleep at the end. It was pretty late when we were watching it, however, because I had returned your sister to college and we started it around 8, but wasn't a school night, so cool. And you loved it.
Yeah.
Excellent. And we're not big Sonic gamer family. That's the weird thing. We're
Yeah.
just bought in on the Sonic movie franchise.
Kind of like Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey.
He was Dr. Eggman.
Yeah. And the grandpa.
Yeah, and the grandpa. But because back in my day, in the ancient year of 1990s, there were the console wars.
Don't talk like that.
And we had Mario versus Sonic. We had Nintendo versus Sega. We had the Sega Master System, and we had the Nintendo Entertainment System. Super Nintendo came around and they got Sonic
Nice.
as the first, and Genesis, Sega Genesis. Nintendo had already had Mario for a while at that point when Sonic appeared. Sega needed some kind of a marketing mascot, and they came up with Sonic.
Nice.
The little blue hedgehog speed demon. But the movie was excellent. I agree.
Yeah.
And other than that, I mean, we are still on a very interesting political path.
No.
I mean, we've basically been on politics this whole time, ever so lightly, religion and politics.
Yeah.
On this one, but
American deportation.
and that's, yeah, that's the scary thing because The Supreme Court originally told the Trump administration you needed to give some semblance of due process. So what the Trump administration did was, here are people that speak and read Spanish. We're going to give you an English printed form of how to apply to fight this process and give you 24 hours to fight this process. And then we're going to put you on a bus to the one district in the country that, you know, the one court district in the country that wasn't blocking it yet, so we could then deport you. Yeah, it just gets grosser and grosser, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Which word?
Deport.
Deport. Kick you out of the country.
What's the country?
We are in the country of the United States. And yuck. Just gross. So the Supreme Court steps in and says, hey, knock it off. No. You're violating the very essence of what we said to do, which was give everybody a literal day in court, due process, a chance to face their accusers, face the evidence against them, and go from there. The problem is the Trump administration doesn't have any evidence, and they know it. And they know it won't therefore hold up in court. So that's why they're trying to do this. 250 migrants have thus far been sent to El Salvador. Illegally. So, gross. And then, of course, his comments of homegrowns, which is what you're talking about. There is zero constitutional capability of doing that. It violates the cruel and unusual punishment clause. Because once they're out of the country, once an American citizen is out of the country to serve their prison sentence somewhere else, we have zero ability to monitor if they're being fairly treated or not, which means by default, therefore, they're receiving cruel and unusual punishment. Like, what happens after their sentence is over? Do they just get let out in El Salvador? Or does the government actually fly them home? What? Like, how do they do that? Like, consider when, you know, to bring it up, when your mother ran off to get who she got out of jail on the day he was released, he had zero capability of doing anything but possibly walking. That's why she was worried, you know?
Yeah.
She still made the wrong choice because there are other ways to have done it, like arrange for somebody else down there rather than going herself. But the understandable fear of trying to help somebody in need was there, you know?
Yeah.
And so there we have. That's crooked. I don't. It was bothering me. But.
OCD.
Yep. So how would that work for an American citizen? Oh, congratulations, your 5 years are up. Get out. Find your own way back to the United States.
Yeah.
But you don't have a passport because you were sent there illegally. You don't have any means of returning home.
Honestly, I feel like Trump wants it so then he can deport anyone who disagrees with him.
Precisely. And he wants to create an air of fear so that you don't stand up to him upon threat of being sent out of the country.
Do you think Donald Trump has ever seen one of your videos?
I really doubt Trump watches me, that's for sure, because he's too busy watching Fox News.
We'd probably be in Canada by now.
But there we are. You don't get, as this Facebooker points out, you don't get to hide behind God uses imperfect people.
Yep.
Trump is definitely imperfect. So am I. But
Neurodivergency.
that line is for those who repent. That's for the sinners who kneel, not tyrants who tweet. Do you think, in all honesty, and this is that Facebooker still, Jesus would have stormed the Capitol in a red hat? No. You think the man who flipped tables in the temple would pose for a Bible photo op after tear gassing a crowd to clear it out?
Wait, what? Did that happen?
That happened. In Trump's first term, he had a crowd cleared that was peacefully protesting just so he could have a photo op and hold up a Bible. That happened.
Jesus was beaten so badly that his rib cage was showing.
Where did you hear that? Not sure.
From most photos, it looks like more he was starved.
I hate to break it to both of you, but photography did not exist back then.
Well, yeah, but
So those would be artist renditions, and we definitely can't trust that because the artist rendition of Jesus is Obi-Wan Kenobi. We have a lot to talk about, child. Not on the podcast, I think. If you have these questions and are wanting to talk about it more. But be that as it may, speaking of talking about things, Keela chimed in on 188 and believes that you were talking about Westboro Baptist Church, by the way, on the protesters.
What did I say?
It was regarding the disrespectful fundamentalist protesters. Jesus taught us to love everyone. So, yeah.
Not sure why we're not doing that.
So, Keel also brings up that the SAVE Act. If you have a federal real ID for your driver's license, you can prove your maiden name by your birth certificate, on your wedding name, etc. The problem is there, Keela. The Democrats actually tried to put that in as a means of allowing women to continue to register to vote, but the Republicans blocked it. So that's not valid. That's not a valid way to prove you're legally able to vote. You need that birth certificate to match the ID to be able to vote, unless you have already registered. The Democrats tried to add the birth certificate, marriage license, bridge, especially with real ID, and it was blocked.
Seriously.
Seriously. So, just to warn you, my friend, if you were to move out of the district that you have already registered to vote in successfully, you would have a problem.
Bruh.
Yeah. Any other thoughts, though? Just in general, any questions come to mind? You have a cat in your lap at this point, so you're not going anywhere.
I lose brain cells anytime Trump does something stupid.
Well, the stock market went down again because he was lambasting the Fed again, the chairman of the Fed, because he's angry he can't bully interest rates to go down. It's like, well, he'd have already lowered the interest rates had Trump not messed with tariffs. And I saw an interesting soundbite from the 1970s where Trump was yet again ranting and raving about tariffs. He has never understood tariffs or the point of tariffs or trade deficits.
How did he think tariffs worked?
The incorrect process is that he looks at the United States and says, we are buying more from the world than the world is buying from us. And that is a problem. Like, he thinks that's a problem. And that the world should buy more from us. The thing is, does a successful person buy more things, just in general? You have more resources, you're buying more things, right?
They can. I personally wouldn't if I was like a billionaire.
So, okay, fair enough. So the United States as a whole buying more things than it's selling is the same premise. So we have a quote unquote trade deficit because we buy more from the world than the world buys from us. Because we have the resources, we have the money for them to send and market to us and us buy things. The problem is, he hears the word deficit and thinks, oh no, we're losing money. Because a deficit on like an accounting book is money going out. Well, our money is going out. It's buying things from other countries.
He's killing my legs.
The cat, not Trump. But by doing that, we're also spreading our influence. So by him creating all of these tariffs and all the trade wars and violating the economic trust that the world had with us, we're going to become isolated. We're going to become irrelevant. We're going to become not one of the most powerful countries in the world. We'll just be another country.
Weren't we in like number one for most powerful, but then started changing thanks to Trump?
It's all in how you measure power, it's all in how you measure success.
Fair enough.
We could bomb Iran into glass if we wanted to. That's a form of power. But it's not right, you know?
Yeah.
So there we have it. He doesn't understand that a trade deficit means we're spreading our power and influence. Exactly.
Little off topic, but I don't remember if we've ever mentioned this, but people who crave power don't deserve it. People who are afraid of it do.
Yep. Those who crave power are not deserving of it. But there we have it. And this was an interesting rambling episode 189. Any other thoughts? Not really? Okay. Well, if you want to join the conversation like Keela did, feel free to leave a comment on YouTube, on one of the blogs, flameflash.net, flameflashpodcast at WordPress. Or you can write in at podcast@flameflash.net on email. We're open to comments. Always open to comments. And that's been episode 189. Our condolences to those that feel massive loss from the Pope passing. And we will sincerely and genuinely hope everyone had a good Easter.
Yeah.
So, with episode 189 on the books, we'll sign off.
Live with honor.
Indeed.